A new study by University of Washington professor John Marsliff compared people's attitudes toward birds in Seattle and in Berlin. Professor Marsliff asked people in both cities whether they noticed birds. Here in Seattle, more than half the respondents said yes. But Marsliff told Marcy Silman Seattleites do much more than just look at their neighborhood birds.
They're willing to pay a pretty good penny to conserve common native songbirds, such as the house finch that we asked them about. And they are also quite willing to pay to attract birds to their yard by buying bird food and bird houses and things like that.
Just before we turned on the microphone, I was talking to you about merlins that live in my neighborhood. Well, that's exotic, and you can see why people would be drawn in a city to look at things like that, or maybe endangered species. But crows, which you studied, or common finches, why would people spend money to attract these birds, which seem to be doing just fine on their own without our help?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, we wanted to put it in perspective. We know how much people do spend on endangered species, and it's on the order of, say, $30 to $75 per person per year. And the value that we got for songbirds, just generally appealing songbirds, was more on the order of about $12 a person per year here in Seattle.
So we spend less on those birds, but we still spend on them.
We do spend, and I think it serves a variety of purposes for people. I mean, one thing we did find is that the culture of Berlin and Seattle, of course, are different, and that's been kind of espoused before as being more utilitarian in their use of animals here in the United States. So I think some of the value that people put on birds is utilitarian. It makes them feel good to have a bird singing in their yard. It's pleasing to look out and see a red finch in your tree. And actually, we found they put it overall in Seattle a negative value on crows. They were willing to pay about $8 a person to reduce the abundance of crows in a scenario that we gave them where that abundance was detrimental to other things. And so they're very particular in which birds they do and don't really value.
I'm talking to University of Washington ornithologist John Marsliff, and we're talking about the city's affinity for birds. I know you looked at Berlin and Seattle. Do you have any ideas of how Seattle compares to other places in the United States?
You know, I don't, but overall, the total value that people put on feeding songbirds in the United States is $4 billion a year. 21% of people in the United States feed birds. And so this is not unusual for Canada or Britain or Australia either. They're same kind of numbers. It's a big deal.
You talked a little bit about a utilitarian view of animals. Why do you speculate, aside from it's nice to see a red finch in a tree, that we in Seattle are into birds the way we are?
I think it's because we live in a beautiful area, and in general, we value conservation and natural resources here. And we found a direct correlation between the propensity to join a conservation group and to pay for birds in your yard. So I think those things are obviously related to me. I mean, it's a overall way in which we engage our natural world.
You mentioned that there was a significant percentage of us that would be happy to pay to get rid of crows. There are a lot of crows here, and you came in not too long ago to talk about crow invasions in this and many other cities. What, if anything, is the downside of having too many birds in an urban area?
Well, personally, I don't think there's a real downside to it. I mean, to me, it is a way to engage people with nature that is accessible. And birds are accessible and, for the most part, non-threatening. And they inspire us to think about, you know, other forms of life. So the more of that around, the better, as far as I'm concerned. But they can get noisy. They can get dirty. They can get into your garbage. They can roost in your house, starlings and things like that. So, yeah, there are some very practical reasons why some people don't like having so many around.
Aside from the beauty and that chance to think about birds, what other benefits do you think we as city dwellers get from having them in our midst?
Well, they certainly help reduce insect pests that could be a problem on some of our ornamentals especially, which are tend to be pretty prone to insect invasions, aphids and the like. So a lot of birds hit those, and spiders around our house. They actually add fertilizer to the ground, of course, in their excrement. So that's a good thing. There's a nice study done in Lubbock, Texas, that for every favorable bird you could add, your home value went up about $30,000. And that just reflects an overall greener environment. So I think birds are a good signal that other things are healthy in the environment.
Are there any bird species that you don't like?
No.
You like them all?
I mean, starlings aren't my favorite bird in the world, I'll be honest. But, you know, they're cool, too. They sing beautifully. They're smart. They're social. And they can live with us. And, you know, I value anything that can live along with us, really.
That's John Marsliff, University of Washington Professor of Environmental and Forest Science, speaking with Marcy Silman. Marcy also asked Professor Marsliff which birds we should look for in the Seattle area. He said this summer, the Swainson's thrush will be back singing their song.